Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the after effect. The after effect. Almost everything on the planet contains some level of an after effect. If it rains really hard on a particular day, you know the after effect is the next day it'll probably be very, very humid. You also know that if there's an earthquake in an area, the after effect is called an aftershock or a tremor. There's an after effect to the drugs that we take. There's an after effect even to working out. We know that after effect is muscle soreness and tightness. Almost everything we do has an after effect. If you eat the wrong food on a consistent basis, the after effect is probably going to be an upset stomach. And in the business world, my friends and neighbors, the after effect also plays a role. In this decision-making segment that we'll discuss today, we're going to talk about the 5 key elements of powerful decision-making and how to execute them every single day. My friends and neighbors, we're going to use the AFTER acronym as a guide in this lesson, and the A in our AFTER acronym reminds us to consider the advantage. Yes, my friends and neighbors, ask the question, does the choice I'm about to make improve me? Does it improve those around me? Does it get me closer to my goals? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to follow this advantage system every single time before a decision. Many arguments could have been avoided if people would have just considered, what is the advantage for debating politics with my friend? Is it going to make them upset with me and me upset with them? If there is no definitive advantage, there's no reason to make the decision. Oftentimes, I say that if we just take the time to think about just for a few moments the advantages of the comments that we may make, the advantages of the words that we speak. If there is no advantage, there is no reason my decision-making process can stop right then. It only proceeds if I can determine there are definitive advantages for me doing the things I do. That's the reason why we should be careful with our words and careful with the debates and the discussions and disagreements that we may have, because ultimately, most of the time, negative conversations yield zero advantage. So first of all, I ask, what's the advantage? The second question is, what is the fallout? That's the F in our AFTER acronym. Yes, there are consequences to every decision, and in every decision, someone will be affected. And we have to ask ourselves, does the advantage outweigh the fallout? You know, back when we were kids, we used to have a way of making decisions. It would be the pros and the cons. We write the pros on one side and the cons on the other. Some people may still do this. And the pros represented the advantages, and the cons represented the fallout. In the event that the advantage, the pro, outweighed the con, the fallout, then we say, hey, we're going to go with that decision. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to think of the fallout of every single decision, because the fallout is real. I enjoy dining out, and I've got private tables at many restaurants. And in order to keep those private tables, I've got to continue to go to those restaurants. Well, at one particular time, I become a little bit disenchanted with the menu of one of my favorite restaurants. I let the chef know. He came out and said, Mr. Wallace, listen, we want to keep your business and you want to keep your table. So let's reduce the fallout, as it were, and then whatever you want, I will make it for you, whether it's on the menu or not. See, my friends and neighbors, it's always great to communicate with those impacted before we make a decision. I would have been impacted. The restaurant would have been impacted. But by me communicating, things worked out well. Always ask, what is the fallout? That T in our AFTER acronym reminds us of the importance of a timeline. Have you ever said that you were going to do something and then never got around to it? You made a decision. You looked at the advantages. You looked at the fallout, and the decision you were making was right, but then nothing ever happened. There was no follow through after the decision. That's because there was no timeline set. This is, when do we begin taking action? Obviously, sooner is most of the time better than later. This is the adjustments that we make to our schedule, the changes we make to our routine in order to ensure that what we have have decided actually gets done. One of the reasons that so many people are just agitated with the way politics runs is because it seems like nothing ever gets done. It may even be that laws are passed and house bills are submitted, but nothing ever happens with it. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, that's the plight that many people face in life. They make decisions, they make declarations, they get excited, but then nothing happens. And if there is no timeline for action, action will seldom ever take place. That E in our AFTER acronym reminds us to weigh the emotional challenges. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are made up of two types of people, as it were. We have the emotional us as we have the logical us. Well, in the emotional component, we've got to ask ourselves, are we equipped to handle how we'll feel after a decision is made? Sometimes there are people who deserve and need to be terminated from employment. And because some individuals are not equipped to handle the emotional strain of terminating somebody, they keep a person on their team way longer than they should. And if we're not equipped to handle the emotional challenges of a powerful decision, then the next question has to be, how can we become equipped? If we know the decision is right and we know it's going to impact us emotionally, no one wants somebody else to lose their job. Really, we don't want that. But at the end of the day, there are times that we've got to put buffers around us to make the tough decision. My least favorite exercise, my friends, is push-ups. I have to tell you, I can do sit-ups all day long. I don't mind running. But when you tell me to do push-ups, I don't want to do them. How they're my least favorite exercise, but I have learned how to deal with that emotional challenge of not wanting to do the push-ups. I just say to myself, I'm not going to eat anything until I've done my number of push-ups for the day. I'm not going to do this or that until I've done my number of push-ups for the day. And I have dealt with the emotional challenges by putting the buffers around me. How are you dealing with the emotional challenges of your decisions, my friend? Have you even considered the fact, my neighbors, that there are going to be some pains that you might feel on the inside after you make a decision? Well, just because you feel pain does not mean that's the wrong decision to make. Remember that there's an old adage that says the right thing to do and the hard thing to do are often the same thing to do. So my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to overcome that emotional challenge. And then the last but not least, that R reminds us to make a rational assessment. You see, logic determines the strength of a decision, while emotions determine the struggle of a decision. Think rationally for a moment about the choices you're about to make. Think of the risks. Think of the rewards. Ask yourself, does it make sense? Is there an agreement in place? Is the agreement being honored? What am I doing on my end that I could improve upon? Think rationally, my friends. Think about how many poor decisions have been made because people never assess the situation rationally. They acted emotionally. Have you ever said something out of emotion and then discovered it was the wrong thing to say? Then you found yourself picking up the phone to call and apologize. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to make rational assessments, because there are rational assessments for every decision. If you go to a car dealership, you may like the pretty two-door convertible sports car. However, what's the most rational if you have children? And it might be the minivan. If you've got children and a lot of things to take back and forth, even though you want the sports car, that may be the emotional decision. The rational assessment says, listen, we can't put any more than this many kids in this small car. Let's get something that will accommodate the entire family. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to make that rational assessment. I hope this training segment was enjoyable to you. If it was, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.